שבוע ישראל ברדיו כל רמה. ועכשיו הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
שלום, קוראים לי אביה, אני עובד בצוות עברית, ואני רוצה להגיד לכם משהו לגבי אוכל ישראלי. יש בישראל היום מסעדות מדהימות בכל העולם, אנשים מגיעים לתל אביב, לירושלים, למסעדות נהדרות שיש שם. אני רוצה להגיד לכם מה המקום האהוב עליי לאוכל. המקום האהוב עליי לאוכל זה בתחנה המרכזית באפולה. לא אשכח לעולם את השווארמה שהייתי קונה כל פעם בדרך חזרה לקיבוץ שגרתי כשהייתי בצבא. כל פעם הייתי עובר שם, וכל פעם המוכר ידע בדיוק מה לשים לי, בדיוק איך להכין לי את זה, בדיוק חומוס, צ'יפ, סלט, בדיוק כמו שאני אוהב. יש סיכוי שעד היום, אם הייתי עובר שם, הוא היה מזהה אותי.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי. מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017. שבוע ישראל ברדיו כל רמה. ועכשיו, הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
So, this is Barry Katz, ראש משלחת. I'm going to tell the story about how I met my wife Shoshi in Israel. It was the end of December. It was really cold and rainy in Jerusalem, and all I wanted to do on Friday night was to stay at home and eat some cereal and go to sleep, which I never want to do. But I decided, but a friend invited me over, and I said, "Are you trying to fix me up?" And she said, "No, no, 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 no." And I got to the house. It was on Rehov Binyamin Mitudela, and I went into the apartment, and there were not one, not two, not three, but four eligible young women. And after dinner, I knew that I really liked one of them, Shoshi, and I said to her, "Can I walk you home?" And she said,
"No, no, no. I live in the opposite direction. I wouldn't want to put you out."
So I said, "No, no, no. I'd love to walk you home." She said, "No, that's okay." So Saturday night I called her and I said, "Hey, do you want to go out?" And she said,
"It did happen to be Saturday night, December 31st. So I said, "Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. I have plans."
But it was Israel, where New Year's Eve isn't really a big deal at all. So I didn't really like that excuse. But Sunday I called her again and we finally set a time to go out, and the rest is history.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי. מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017. שבוע ישראל ברדיו כל רמה. ועכשיו הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
My name is Josh Fersko, and I've actually never been to Israel, but I can say proudly that my talis and tefillin were made in Israel, and I take a lot of pride in that because obviously the talis and tefillin are very big parts of my Judaism, and they were manufactured in Israel. So that is a piece of me, that's a piece of Israel that is inside me.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי. מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017. שבוע ישראל ברדיו כל רמה. ועכשיו הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
My name is Ariella Shua. I'm a madricha in Edat Hatzairim in Aleph Shmona, and I am a senior counselor. It's my second year at camp. I've been at Ramah Berkshires for 8 years, and I learned about the Nativ leadership program in Israel here. Last year I actually went on this program, and I spent 9 months in Israel, half a year at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and half a year volunteering at Yamin Ord, which is a youth village in the north near Haifa. In the beginning, when we were in Israel, our madrichim on the program told us that if we ever wanted to be hosted out for a meal, we could just go to any shul in Jerusalem on a Friday night, and after tefillot were over, we could go up to the rabbi and ask him if there was someone whose house we could go to for dinner. So my second week in Jerusalem, my friends and I went to a shul, and after tefillot were over, we did that. We went up to the rabbi and we said, "Can someone have us over for dinner tonight?" And he said, "Sure." He found a young Israeli man who invited me and my friend. We went back to his house, and there were a bunch of 20-year-old Israeli men and a woman also. We hung out there for the night. We were there for hours. We were total strangers to them, but they invited us into their home. They let us have dinner with them. We played games. We talked. We learned a lot about them. They learned a lot about us. And they said we could come back over whenever we wanted to. That was the second week I was in Israel. A few weeks later, Nativ took us on a hiking trip on a tiul to the Negev. And as soon as we got to the desert, we got out of our bus and we got to meet our guide for the trip. And our guide happened to be one of the men who had had us at his house for dinner. And that's just the most classic Israel situation you can think of, that a random person you meet invites you to his house, gives you a meal, and then later ends up leading you through the desert and helping you to have a great time.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי. מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017. שבוע ישראל ברדיו קול רמה. ועכשיו, הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
My name is Justin Pfizer, the Gesher counselor. So Israel holds a very special place in my heart, and I think a lot about it. I write about it, I talk about it with friends, but I have a lot of questions for Israel's future, and I think it's important for the Jewish community to hold Israel as a special place in their hearts, but to also challenge and think about their roles in the Jewish state and what it means for the future of the Jewish people.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי. מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017. שבוע ישראל ברדיו קול רמה. ועכשיו, הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
שלום, זאת לאה מצוות עברית. רציתי לספר שבארץ יש משהו מאוד מיוחד. לכל הרחובות יש שמות, לא רק מספרים, והשמות הם מאוד מיוחדים. אז כשגדלתי בתל אביב, גדלתי בשכונה שקוראים לה שיכון בבלי, וגרתי ברחוב המשנה 10, ולבית ספר שלמדתי בו קראו ירושלמי. ואחר כך עברנו להרצליה, וזה היה פשוט לא יאומן, כי עברנו לרחוב התנאים. אז אני חושבת שרק בארץ אפשר למצוא רחובות כאלה.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017.
שבוע ישראל ברדיו קול רמה. ועכשיו, הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
I'm Leah Shulman. So I guess I remember the first time I was in Israel was in the summer of 1969. I was a little girl, and my father had been eager to get back to Israel once there was the reunification of Jerusalem. He was very eager to get back, so we got there and spent the summer. And I guess the most vivid memory I have of that summer was when my mother was taking my brother and me to the President Hotel pool for an afternoon at the pool, and there was some kind of news announcement that was rattling everybody on the streets, and it turns out we had just heard that men had just landed on the moon. That's my most vivid memory of my first trip to Israel.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017.
שבוע ישראל ברדיו קול רמה. ועכשיו, הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
What's your name?
Nirit Sands.
And tell us your Israel story.
So my first time in Israel was in 2008 with Ramah Israel Seminar. I made a lot of friends with people from other Ramah camps, and it was just like one of the best summers ever. And then a few years later, you know, I mean, like everyone says like you're going to keep in touch, but obviously you fall out of touch and you go back on Sevet with your friends. And then a few years later, I went and did a study abroad program through my graduate school. So I was there for 6 months, and one of my Ramah seminar friends was like, hey, there's a few of us here, and they were studying at Pardes, so we all got together, and then we just reconnected. So people from Ramah Wisconsin, Ramah Berkshires, Ramah California, Darom, like we were all just there in Israel exploring together, and it was really fun.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017.
שבוע ישראל ברדיו קול רמה. ועכשיו, הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
Hi, my name is Nate Savitz, and we were looking over, we were on this big hill, and we saw this incredible look over on the side of Yerushalayim, right? It looked into the country next door, and we saw this entire landscape full of, with the sunset full of trees and hills and all this stuff. And it was very beautiful.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017.
שבוע ישראל ברדיו קול רמה. ועכשיו, הסיפור הישראלי שלי.
This is Carol Chesler. I met my husband in Jerusalem a long time ago. I'm not going to say what year. We were both studying at the JTS campus in Jerusalem behind the Israel Museum and the Shrine of the Book in the neighborhood known as Neve Granot. And we were living in the same dormitory, which is also the building where all the classes were held and all our tefillah was held. And we went on all these great tehillim together. And we met in October during Sukkot when he came to school. And I was already there on Midrashat Yerushalayim. And in the course of the year, both of the people that we were involved with in other relationships came to visit us from Chicago. And both relationships ended separately, not because of us being together, but we were both ending relationships that we've been in a long time. And then in the spring, in Pesach time, the first night of Chol HaMoed, I left him a note that said, let's go see a movie. We went out to hang out in Jerusalem, and it was Pesach, and it was beautiful. It was springtime in Jerusalem. Everything was blooming. And we went to see the movie Moonstruck with Cher, and all the humor was very American and very Woody Allen-ish, even though it wasn't a Woody Allen movie. And we were laughing hysterically, and the Israelis didn't get the humor because it doesn't translate into the subtitles, even though they listen in English. Anyway, it was very funny. Then we go out for Kosher LePesach pizza on Ben Yehuda Street, which was horrible, but it was very fun. And we were walking through Rehavia on the way back to our school, and it was a full moon. And the movie was about the full moon and how the full moon makes people do crazy things and fall in love. And that was it. He recited all the parshiot from the Tanakh in order, from the Chumash, and that was what won me over. I was so impressed that he knew the order of the parshiot. It's pretty funny. So that was my experience of falling in love with Barry Chesler. And a couple weeks later, we were in Idem at Neve Shechter. And 3 months later, July 4th, we got engaged. It was very fast, super fast. And a year later, we got married, and that was 28 years ago. So, sof pasuk.
זה היה הסיפור הישראלי שלי. מוגש מטעם משלחת 2017. שבוע ישראל ברדיו כל רמה.
Hi, Ricky Gorman, Rosh Amanut. I've been to Israel so many times, and I say that Haguf Shali Ba'aretz Soda Brit, Aval Halev Shali Ba'aretz. My physical body is here in America, but my soul and my heart is actually in Israel. In September, I'll be going to Israel on a very special trip. My dad is sick, and I'm going to Israel with my parents and two of my brothers and their wives. And my other brother is surprising us and spending a weekend in Yerushalayim with us. So it'll be really special. My mom broke her leg 2 years ago in the Shuk, and this is like her bucket list to finish her trip to Israel with my father. And this is a way that we get to travel as a family, as a nuclear family, without our children, and celebrate our lives and our love for each other in a place that we love together and grew up together loving. So that would be my trip to Israel in September. And anybody that wants me to see them, just keep in touch with me and I'll see you there.